Good day, this is John David Miller. Welcome to Aware More Audio Blogcast. Today, a social isolation update. What we are experiencing is a major historical transformational crisis. This is not just a social isolation event. It is an unprecedented, multifaceted societal phenomenon. There's way more going on here than meets the eye, and there's probably much more to come. The economic and social effects of this crisis may continue unfolding for years, perhaps decades. The normal we have known is now over. It is time to be strong and courageous as we enter a time of great uncertainty and lifestyle change. It would be wise to transform any fear into motivation for making things better. Now that the pandemic growth seems to be subsiding, we are told it is because of social distancing, and that things would not be as bad if we had done more of that social distancing earlier and more thoroughly. The NCV virus, and we'll use an euphemism when we're talking about it due to censorship issues, this virus is said to have a long asymptomatic incubation period, yet it has been claimed it can be passed on even before symptoms appeared. It was depicted in the media as highly contagious and spreading exponentially. But many analysts were skeptical about this. Early on, two different strains of this virus were described, one more aggressive. Now there are reports of around 30 variations. Mild, normal, flu-like symptoms, or none at all, are the extent of the experience for most people that prove to have CV, but a few develop serious pneumonia or other breathing difficulties. The problem is that most of the information and virtually all of the data about this pandemic or any other scary virus comes from government agencies, the medical industry, and the media, three of the most false narrative disseminating sources in history. These institutions are all under partial to full control of various factions of the power cabal, so we must assume the information we are getting is not completely accurate. The reported numbers of people infected are not correct for sure. Insufficient accurate testing has been done. There are not enough tests. None of them are fully trustworthy. Many of those found infected have no symptoms. Are there really infected people transmitting the virus without symptoms such as coughing or sneezing? How many who have not been tested are infected? What are they infected with? How valid are these test kits? Since this virus supposedly just appeared in December, who developed a new testing method that quickly? How accurate are the tests? Did they come mainly from China? How many are faulty? Actually, there are several tests being used. Almost none of them are specific for CV19. Most of these tests, if not a dud or done wrongly, can show positive for any CV. There are many varieties of that, most associated with colds and flu. Some of them are in flu shots. Who are the most likely to be tested? Those with cold and flu type symptoms, or pneumonia, and those who are sick and dying. People with normal colds or flu, those who have had a flu shot, and those who are sick and then die, that are found or suspected to have a CV, are being counted as having CV19. Since most of us have CVs in us, so do most of the people who are dying. Anyone who tests positive for CV and dies is counted as having died due to CV19. So are those who were not tested or tested negative but are suspected of having CV19 also counted? So worse, a number of the tests have been found to be contaminated with CV. What in the world is going on there? Does that not almost ensure a positive test and spread infection at the same time? Almost all of those who died had a condition with other causes, but are listed in the stats for CV19 deaths. Are the pandemic assumptions and pronouncements of vested interest medical officials dependable enough to stop the world? Not if the numbers of carriers and the deaths claimed to be from CV19 are completely unreliable. Quote, more than 99% of Italy's coronavirus fatalities were people who suffered from previous medical conditions, according to a study by the country's National Health Authority. That comes from Bloomberg News back on March 18th. This is what happens with the seasonal flu. People who are weakened by illness are more vulnerable, especially elderly and obese people with multiple problems. If the authorities think the CV19 virus is dangerous to the weak, why aren't the only those people at risk, isolated, while the rest of us go about our business instead of shutting down nearly all business? Is this pandemic really a natural plague, or is it a bioweapon? Was it designed in a lab? Does it include nanobot technology that guides it to spread easily? What roles do hypertoxicity and electromagnetic frequencies have in generating this illness or making it worse? Or is this another orchestrated virus scare being created with falsified data, but this time with never-before-used pre-planned response measures for people control? What is happening is almost identical to a scenario scripted in advance by the Rockefeller Foundation back in 2010 and rehearsed by the World Economic Forum, the Gates Foundation, the CDC, the WHO, and Johns Hopkins University, which also is keeping the stats for this pandemic. They had this rehearsal, this simulation back in October, just before the outbreak began in December. Now that many are understanding that the pandemic seems to be a false reason to have society in panic and lockdown, it is even more important to find out why this is happening. Several years ago, legislation was passed permitting the government to use propaganda and staged events to affect the populace. The word government, by the way, actually means mind control, as in the word governmental. Recall how the shock of 9/11 was used to implement restrictions on our liberties and start wars in the Middle East. A number of investigators believe the pandemic is a psychological operation or a deceptive distraction from something else. Is it a struggle for control of government in progress, the collapse of the economy, a financial reset, an early stage of war with China, a major psychological operation to panic and manipulate the populace, or a marketing promo to create demand for poisonous vaccines? Or is it an attempt to affect the 2020 election, initiate another war, or implementation of the long-laid plans for the technocratic, highly controlled society of the New World Order? Or is this a cover, as some claim, for an alliance of white hats rounding up multiple layers of criminals of the dark cabal hierarchy that has been manipulating the world for centuries? Or are they hiding a forthcoming major earth change catastrophe? In any case, the pandemic response is bringing about a complete change of social organization. Our social system is substantially impaired now, and economic depression seems to have been instantly created. In the body of the written article on the blog at awaremore.com, there's a link to click for the full article on the pandemic that you can read. Please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of the changes we are facing and about how to be prepared, reallywell.com for outstanding natural health information and products, and awaremore.com for the archives of this program. Thank you for listening.